First up, the incumbent, Becky Tuttle. She's held her seat for about a year. She was selected by the council to fill the position after Pete Meitzner left to become a Sedgwick County commissioner. Tuttle has worked for both the county and the state's health departments, chaired District 2's advisory board, and was the Greater Wichita YMCA's community development director.
I believe very strongly you must serve before you can lead, and I felt like I had served my community.
At a fundraiser for her campaign at Yuengling Aviation, Tuttle told the crowd that for Wichita's economy to grow, it needs Wichitans to stay. And that's why she's focusing on quality of life issues.
Like safe and reliable infrastructure and having a safe and healthy community all matter to making Wichita more vibrant.
Infrastructure is the top concern, Tuttle says, she hears from constituents and one she's focused on during her brief time on the council.
We have 5,100 miles of roads in Wichita, and so we're trying to figure out what's the best way that we revitalize the infrastructure that we have, that we keep it maintained, and then always thinking about new and additional infrastructure.
And on safety, Tuttle says the council has helped the city hire 90 new Wichita police officers for 2020.
And many of them are community policing officers, and what's important about that is those are the boots on the ground who are meeting with people every day.
One of Tuttle's opponents is Joseph Scappa. He's a real estate broker and a former state legislator.
Having served in the legislature for two terms, I understand state government and the dynamics between state government and city council.
His campaign slogan is back to the basics.
When I talk to the people in District Number 2, they're concerned about the basic functions of government. They're concerned about our infrastructure. They're concerned about our roads, the potholes that are showing up all over the place.
On safety, Scappa also wants more police officers on the street. But he says first,
we have to look at the root of the problem, which is a breakdown of our culture and families. Until that's done, everything else is like a Band-Aid approach.
Scappa is campaigning on social values aligned with the modern Republican Party, like opposing abortion and protecting the Second Amendment. He's also spoken out against a Wichita Library event held last year where a drag queen read to children. Here's Scappa at a candidate forum held by the Wichita Pachyderm Club.
I do not think it's a proper use of taxpayer funds to promote drag queens in the library, which is what the library did.
I don't care how you dress. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. If you're going to help our children find a love for reading, that's important.
And that's the final candidate for the District 2 City Council seat, Rodney Wren. He's a high school debate coach and a former speechwriter for then-congressional candidate Mike Pompeo. Wren considers the drag queen library event a non-issue. After speaking at a candidate forum at the Wichita Advanced Learning Library, Wren says an issue worth more attention is criminal justice reform.
I understand that that's going to take a broader effort, also with our state delegation, but Wichita is the largest municipality in Kansas, should be the leader in advocating and pushing for those kind of criminal justice reforms.
Scappa and Wren both accuse city politicians of at least the appearance of cronyism.
The big reason I'm in this race, aside from criminal justice reform, is that we need ethical reform.
But Wren goes a step beyond calling out any possible backdoor deals. He said there should be no deals between specific businesses and city government, like Starbonds projects.
Selective business incentives don't work. And Mayor Longwell and any others can try to make the arguments that they do, but the data is just not there.
Instead, Wren wants to spur growth through a classic free market approach by lowering taxes and cutting regulations.
We need to make it as easy as possible for people to go and pursue their vision of whatever their American dream is.
Early voting in the District 2 City Council race and the other city races begins this week. Election Day is Tuesday, November 5th. For KMEW News, I'm Stephen Bisaha.